And we've just been talking about Jaws, saying that it is 30 years since Jaws first came out. And we all remember Jaws. Wonderful music, isn't it? And our fascination and fear of sharks is as strong as ever. But when you first saw the film, were you terrified? Paul Howard is here now. He's from the Surrey Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy, which is based in Wallington. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I know you want to talk about general phobias, don't you?
Yeah, phobias. A lot of people can find phobias totally irrational. They believe it's a fear that's totally irrational. What people don't realise, of course, is anxiety is a natural state. It's one that we have. It's built into our bodies. If you see a lion running towards you, it's absolutely appropriate for you to get extremely anxious and want to run away, right?
Yeah.
What phobias are, and they're very simple, it's not rocket science. To create a phobic response, you have a visual image, you go to some internal dialogue, eyes and auditory, and then you go to the feeling. Well, the auditory, in Jaws' case, of course, is the music. You hear the music, that triggers off a visual response, and then going to the feeling. So all we do to remove a phobia, and it's not particularly difficult, is to play with the mental image, the visual image you have, which is normally a video. For instance, a lot of people with fear of deep water imagine a shark swimming underneath them, coming up and biting their legs. That's very, very common. Now, if you see that before you get into deep water, you're not about to go for a swim, are you?
No.
And that's the point. And that's all the phobia is, as simple as that.
So how would you try and cure somebody with that deep, like Lucy was just saying, she hyperventilates when she goes in the sea. And she's very scared. She thinks the shark's going to bite her.
Because she's visualising a shark coming up from the deep and biting her.
Mm.
And then she's going to some internal dialogue, which normally starts with the word oh God, or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
And then she goes to the thing. So what we'll do is we'll take that mental image that she has, and we'll mess it up. We'll basically get her to run it backwards on a screen, lots and lots of times. We'll bring in different music, like the Benny Hill music, bring that music in. So we change the auditory, and once we've done that, the subconscious cannot play it because the video is completely scrambled.
Really? What about things like people have a terrifying fear of spiders?
Absolutely. I was a framing phobic myself for spiders. If I saw a small one on the wall, I'd be off running. But, you know, we teach this at our primer course, and, you know, it takes very little time to get people to use the techniques to actually scramble up the videos, and then they're cured in one session. Absolutely cured. We normally do a second session just to make it a permanent fix,
yeah,
which we use hypnosis. But most of the time, we're not even using hypnosis here.
We're already getting some calls saying, where do you do these courses? We'll tell you in a moment. Somebody else, David's just done a text this morning, I'm tuning in. Your guest talking about food, it's very interesting. I'm terrified of flying. I can't go abroad on an aeroplane.
Very common. Fear of flying is two things, either claustrophobia or the fear of death. Right? Claustrophobia is harder to deal with, takes a bit longer, quite a bit longer normally, but fear of death, which is normally people see turbulence, them hanging onto the seats desperately, the plane plummeting down, but they, interestingly enough, they never see the crash. All they get, that's what people run, and the trick with curing a phobia is finding that visual image, because we don't know we play them. And so for us, the skill really is drawing that visual image. What I said to somebody is, okay, I'm from the temporary fear of flying agency today, and I'm here to give you a day off. So for me to do it, I need to know how you do it so I can recreate the phobia and do your job properly.
Sure. And in your experience, what we've mentioned some of the common ones, like spiders, like jaws and flying. What are the really unusual phobias?
Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs?
Fear of boiled eggs. And that started off when she was a child, and she was in a restaurant and had a boiled egg that was off, and she was violently sick. And that started off, and she had this image of herself being violently sick in this restaurant. So every time she saw a boiled egg, she ran that video and went, oh God, I'm going to be ill, and then went to the feeling.
Where do you do all this stuff?
We have offices in Wallington, Epsom and Croydon. And we see about 150 people through the clinics every week. And out of that, probably about 20 or 25 will be phobia work.
Really? If anybody wants to get in touch with Paul, if you get in touch with us, we can give out all the details. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, we have www.sich, that's sich.co.uk. Contact us on there.
Okay.
And we've got a free phone.
What's that stand for?
Surrey Institute, can you quit the therapy?
Oh, S-I-C-H. Lovely to meet you. That was really interesting. Paul Howard has been our guest over the last few minutes.